Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was in Cuba last week for a four-day official visit at the invitation of the country's president, Raul Castro. During the trip, Mrs. Simpson Miller held bilateral talks with President Castro. The leaders also discussed the upcoming fifth CARICOM-Cuba summit scheduled for later this year. The Prime Minister also led Jamaica's delegation to the second summit of the heads of state and governments of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, held in Havana from January 28 to 29. The two-day summit was the largest political event to be hosted by Cuba in decades, attracting heads of state and foreign ministers from all 33 CELAC member states. Addressing the first plenary session of the summit, Mrs. Simpson Miller asserted that the region has the collective wisdom to overcome the pressing developmental challenges of poverty, hunger, and inequality. She said the effort requires an integrated, transformational approach encompassing areas such as technology exchange, including regional air and sea connectivity, and information sharing.
We should not underestimate the full potential of our region. CELAC represents a market of 600 million people. We have a combined GDP of almost US 6 trillion, which offers opportunities for each of our countries in trade, investment, and other areas. Let us not be daunted by the many challenges facing our region. CELAC is a tangible demonstration of our growing maturity and confidence. Let us work even more closely together for the advancement of our peoples.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also called on CELAC leaders to give serious consideration to the development of an integrated strategy to better address the effects of climate change.
We must never underestimate the potentially irreversible damage which a natural disaster can wreak on a small economy, even after pursuing sustained and responsible economic management policies. Fellow CELAC members, let us give the utmost priority to the development of a regional strategy for enhanced engagement in the international dialogue on climate change.
Mrs. Simpson Miller returned to Jamaica Wednesday. On her return, the Prime Minister attended the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention, held Thursday at the Jamaica Conference Center. The forum was organized by the Ministry of National Security as part of its Unite for Change public education initiative. In her address, Mrs. Simpson Miller noted that the initiative is built on sound and comprehensive policies. However, she noted that if Unite for Change is to be effective, churches, citizens, the private sector, and non-governmental organizations must give it their full support.
There can be no us and them in this fight against crime. We are all in this thing together.
And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has emphasized the government's commitment to providing the necessary infrastructure to help more local athletes transition onto the international stage. The minister says special emphasis will be placed on helping young athletes through initiatives such as the ongoing high school sports infrastructure program.
For me, that's where it starts, because a part of what we have to do is to give our youngsters the right equipment with which to work. They have the natural talent, but we must support them.
Minister Nita Headley was speaking at a recent press conference to announce the signing of Harborview Football Club player Kemar Lawrence as a Pepsi brand ambassador and the face of the company's latest media campaign. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time as we continue our look at the happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.